This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. For those of you who can't figure out what the letters and numbers translate into.
But if your name starts with S, we're not taking your calls tonight.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
I want to remind everybody that's listening that I did a three-song EP. You can find out more over at CaptainKickass.com. There's three songs on there. I'm selling a USB card that has all three songs. It's got all three music videos. It's got lyrics. It's got special features, bonus videos, stuff like that. $20 for the thing. I'm also selling the Kick-Ass Bundle, which is a T-shirt, two packs of Captain Kick-Ass rolling papers, 100% hemp rolling papers, and the USB card for $40.
Nice.
But the news is that the music videos are going to drop a week from yesterday. So they'll be available in all the usual places for video, Vimeo, YouTube, a bunch of other different places. I'm also going to make sure they get put up on the Reverend Captain Kickass YouTube channel, which has I think it has one video on it right now, and that one video is just the demo of the USB card.
Nice.
I think I have two subscribers over there, so if you're still on that platform, I'm also going to figure out a way to put them on Odyssey. So whether it's on the Free Talk Live Odyssey, or I start a different channel of my own, or whatever, or both, I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. I'll figure that out this week. But they will all be released on this coming Saturday. So
nice.
Got that to look forward to. Those of you who have seen them know how good they are. Like, I put a bunch of time and effort and got some help with creating these things. I'm a fan of It's Time, of course, because that features the Porcupine Freedom Festival, what I like to call I call it the New Hampshire Liberty Chorus, something like. I change the name, I use different words every time, but it's basically, we did the Porkfest photo, and there were supposedly 3,000 people at Porkfest that year. There's drone footage that was captured by a friend of ours who was kind enough to let me use it in the video. So if you were there for the Porkfest picture and you chanted along with the field recording that I did of We Will Not Comply, you are on the record. And so that is also at the end of the video as well for a song called It's Time. So.
But you're getting exposure, not royalties. Let's just be clear about that now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and part of the reason there was a delay in the videos was because the distributor wants everything to just... They want everybody to be cookie cutter. Like, you're an independent artist. Here's what you get.
Yep.
They just want to, like, just... And they don't have any room for, like, negotiation because you're an indie artist. Like, who are you? We don't care. You know, and I wanted everything to be sort of Creative Commons, right? You know, so I didn't get my way, but they are going to publish them. But I'm not going to sue anybody. So if you want to use parts of my video for whatever the heck it is you want to sample my music, whatever, I don't care. Go ahead. I'm giving you permission right here, right now on this radio show. You
can, and encouraging it.
Yeah. So, and anyone who says, oh, well, rah, 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 IP law and blah, blah, copyright and all that, no, I actually published the entire EP before it was officially released at the end of an episode of Beard Talk Live. So if you happen to listen to that episode, you've already heard the songs. They're already out there. So, you know, there you go. Anybody who wants to challenge whether or not I'm serious about this IP stuff or not. That being said, I would love for folks to, you know, buy shirts, buy the USB card. You know, you get the rolling papers, which I just had those made. They're 100% hemp rolling papers, too. Previously in another band, that was like our top number one merchandise item. People were like, man, I still have the empty pack, man. It's sitting on a shelf.
That's awesome.
Along with my, like, GoBots from when I was 10 or whatever, right? You know? So I just decided that that would be a good piece of merch to put together. I guess we'll go to your calls and thoughts.
All right.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. So, I'm calling in again because
we can talk
about subjective value because you guys butchered the last subjective theory of value debate, just like every other debate.
Hang on, Scooter. Whenever we try to have a debate with you, and we ask you to like elaborate on something, like if we don't understand or we want our listeners to understand, you always go, "Well, I don't want to talk about that right now," and then you try and move on.
No,
here's how debate works. One person gets to say a thing, and then another person gets to rebut. Do you understand that's how debate works? So I just want to make sure, because you're saying that what we've been doing thus far has been butchering debates. We haven't been butchering any debates because debate hasn't occurred because you do not know how to carry on a conversation, as evidenced by you attempting to talk over me this entire time.
Well, you just interrupted me, but anyways.
Whose show is it? Did you call into my show or did I call into your show?
Yeah, but you can still have integrity by giving the opponent equal time. Okay, so look, the last time I interrupted you when I didn't want to give the definition of a public good is because it takes 10 minutes to elaborate what a public good is. It's
a technical
definition. Sorry, I'm being interrupted again. What did you say?
Distill it down for the audience.
I can't. Like, I'm not a professor, so I'm not ready. So, okay, public good. You want me to give a definition of public good? That's last time.
I mean, I don't know. You called in. What are you calling about today?
Subjective value.
So, last time you called in about this, I have like an evergreen article from the Mises Institute somewhere, right, that elaborates on the subjective theory of value specifically for you. And I gave it to the captain. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull it up right now, but at some point.
We don't need that. We don't need that because I have quotes from Mises.org and other Mises lectures I can use.
Okay.
I don't need that evergreen article. So before we start, I should have done this the first time, right? I should have stated what the subjective theory of value in terms of the Austrian school, right? So again, from Mises.org, you can verify this. The subjective theory of value is a doctrine of value which advances the idea that the value of a good is not determined by any inherent property of the good, nor by the amount of labor required to produce the good. Who cares about that? That's the labor theory of value.
Well, they're distinguishing it from the labor theory of value. But carry on.
Yeah, that's not important, though. I'm just saying that's not important because I'm not debating the labor theory of value. So the important part is, I'm lost now. Okay. So, but instead, value is determined by the importance an acting individual places on a good for the achievement of their desired ends. Right. And so my position is value is objective.
Okay.
So they're saying value is in the mind, right?
Well, okay.
I have.
So you think value is objective. What is the value of the Captain Kickass EP?
Of the what?
The Captain Kickass EP. He just released an EP, three songs, three videos. What is the value?
We're jumping here. I wanted to state my position, but we're getting into like my theory of value then.
You said it's objective. What's the objective value of the Captain Kickass EP?
Value gets determined once you give me the goal at hand. So you give me a well-defined goal.
The goal is to enjoy.
Action becomes determined.
The goal is to enjoy. Entertained by the Captain Kickass three-song EP.
Say that again? Sorry, you're talking over my last sentence. So
the goal is to enjoy or be entertained by the Captain Kickass three-song EP.
Okay, that would depend on the person, and that's not subjective. So don't butcher the definition of subjective.
Depends on the person is the definition of subjective.
Okay,
you're the only one here that doesn't get that part of it. You keep saying it, and then you don't only understand your own words.
No, you don't. Okay, so Captain gave three definitions last time that were actually applicable, okay? and I'm going to give them to you again, okay? So again, values from the mind, that's what it means to be subjective. It's determined and created by the mind, right? I have other quotes here from...
Are you agreeing with that statement or refuting that statement?
What statement exactly?
Values created
from
the mind.
I am disagreeing with the values from mind, but you're using a different definition for subjective. You're saying subjective means different from person to person. That is not the same thing.
Okay. Hold on. You're saying that the subjective value definition that you would like to use is that value is created in the mind. And you're disagreeing and you'd like to refute that.
It's not different from person to person. That's because things can differ from person to person that aren't created by the mind. Like foot size, eye color, even time, like relativistic time. All hometown, all these things differ from person to person but are not created by the mind.
But those are not relevant to value.
Yeah, but those differ from... I'm showing the difference between subjective things, things that differ from person to person that aren't subjective.
Right. So on the Venn diagram, right, there are things that differ from person to person and things that are created in the mind. Right?
Yes. That would make subjective things a subset of things that...
it would be a subset of both.
Differ from person to person when it's subjective, even.
Subjective theory of value is where those circles overlap.
What was that?
Subjective theory of value is where those circles overlap.
Right? We're talking about subjective and things that differ from person to person. The term subjective only, not value. We're talking subjective. So subjective is a subset. Like, even if it is a subset, I don't even think it might be even a subset.
Well,
but let's say it's a subset.
On that for a moment, then.
Sorry, what was that?
I said you should stew on that for a moment then, because it's relevant.
No, you should. I already know this stuff. I did this stuff 8 years ago when
do
I created
know?
My own value theory.
Because we're having to go through like the definition of subjective versus objective.
I'm about to give it to you, and I already stated one form of it. I'll give you three alternate ones that Captain gave last time.
I don't need the ones that Captain gave last time. I want to know how it applies to the value of the Captain Kickass 3-song EP. Value of Captain Kickass is 3-song EP. Is not subjective and has objective value based on its ability to provide entertainment.
Yeah, this is subjective, right? You gave an example of something that is subjective, which is the enjoyment that one experiences in one's brain, right? But there are other things. There are a lot of things like goods, like the value of that Tacoma truck that he talked about.
But it is
that
a good.
Is not,
it's a,
that
it's
is
a
not
CD.
Determined by the mind. That is determined by the inherent properties of that truck.
No.
If that truck is going to grenade on you once you get on the freeway, its value was not what you expected it to be. You have to distinguish between expected value, which is subjective, right? When you formulate what you expect is going to happen before you purchase or even after you purchase that truck,
If you are in the market for a Tacoma truck, there is a price you are willing to pay for that truck. Right?
Okay,
if you are not
you go,
in the market for a Tacoma truck, the value would go down significantly. Right?
Well,
like someone in the market for a Tacoma truck might pay $30,000 for it. But if you're not in the market for a Tacoma truck, you will not pay $30,000 for it. But if someone goes like, hey, I'll give it to you for $1,000, right, all of a sudden it becomes a different value proposition.
First off, you're confusing the whole topic by introducing price. Price theory is a corollary to subjective value. You don't need to introduce it. You're only confusing probably the people in your echo chamber in your studio right now, right?
The only person confused about this is you.
Yeah, we're all on board.
I mean, it's just
price is how we assign value.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a specific.
You don't have to introduce price, right? You only conflate things and confuse things by introducing price, right? We're just talking about like the value of your expectations.
Well, the value for the Captain Kickass EP is entertainment and happiness. How much entertainment and happiness do you get for it?
That is a subjective good right there. So
I
that
know.
Is something where
that's why it has subjective
not
value.
Not all goods are subjective, though. You picked one that is subjective.
I picked two
now
so
I
far.
I picked one. What was that?
I picked
Man,
two so far. I got the Captain Kickass EP and Tacoma trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tacoma truck is not subjective.
It absolutely is. I've already explained
why.
It's
not subjective. Because it depends on the properties of that truck and how it's used.
You're correct. And some people value it differently than others. Right?
That does not make it subjective.
That's absolutely what makes it subjective.
It's useful. Stop interrupting me. Its usefulness comes from the inherent of how good that engine and all its transmission and suspension is.
Those are factors that would play into why someone values it.
I'm just like kind of confused why he calls in every night.
Bye-bye.
To just like yell at us and get like really, really flustered. And then, like, we'll call in and be like, so, because last night I completely owned you guys in that sick debate.
We're living rent-free in this guy's head, is what's happening. And
but if the engine grenades on you, then it doesn't have any value. Like, it's got resale value for the other parts. Depends if somebody needs parts.
Yeah.
If somebody needs parts, right, those parts have a value to the person who needs parts. The value is lower to the person who doesn't need parts. And that difference is what we'd call subjective value.
Influenced by or based on personal beliefs or feelings rather than based on facts is the definition of subjective. What is the definition of subjective value? There are no results for subjective value.
Because it doesn't exist. And that's what I've been trying to tell you for 18 months now on every single call that I make every week, Captain. There is no subjective value.
He's told us before. He already knows this. He doesn't need to tell us.
He gave it to us again.
No, I don't.
And I used it. I used his own definition to make two separate cases.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Like,
I appreciate that.
Nick and I are just sitting here looking at each other going,
this guy's a moron.
Richie Rich has got this in hand.
He'd be a typical adjective moron, but I can't say that on Free Talk Live.
And, rather than, interrupting him more or him interrupting us more, we're just like, okay, well, let's see where this thing goes. And, man, I mean, like, we're on board, right? Like, your examples are spot on and, like, obvious examples.
I try to use simple examples that the listeners can relate to.
Yeah.
Captain a plug on his 3-song EP.
The other funny part of it is he's like, well, you guys are in an echo chamber, which that actually might be true.
Sure.
But the funny part is we get several callers that call in to say that they don't like him and he's an idiot. I've never had a caller that I've heard on the show call in to support him. So.
Because he doesn't have an echo chamber.
I guess.
According to the subjective theory of value, by assuming that all trades between individuals are voluntary, it can be concluded that both parties to the trade subjectively perceive the goods, labor, or money that they receive as being of a higher value to the goods, labor, or money they give away.
So the only key takeaway from that little definition is perceived.
Right.
Right. So in Scooter's example, you perceive the Tacoma to be $30,000.
Right.
Right, the guy with the Tacoma goes like, I'd rather have $30,000. So I'll take the money, you take the Tacoma, and then it grenades on you down the street. Right, you are out your $30,000. He is up $30,000, but out a truck.
Right,
and you are now out a truck as well. So you've lost perceived value. Right, but the trade would not have occurred more than likely if you knew that the car was going to grenade. And that's a buyer beware situation.
Right.
Or an insurance situation.
Right. Right. Or warranty if you're buying from
warranty,
like a
dealer, whatever.
Or something.
There, there are ways to mitigate that risk.
Right.
In the free market and in the, unfree market as well.
Right. Without the state intervention, right? You don't need lemon laws or a 3-day right of rescission, that kind of stuff. You don't need that stuff because you can bake that into the actual exchange process.
Right. You don't need it. I don't think there ought to be a law.
But that's something you would negotiate.
I'm in favor of protections.
Right. Yeah. Like if I'm buying said Tacoma from a dealer at $30,000, I want something in the sales contract, assuming I'm financing it and get pay a monthly installment to pay this thing off. I ain't got $30,000 sitting around. That I would want something baked into the sales contract that says 3-day rate of rescission.
Yep.
If it grenades within X, warranty kicks in, something along those lines.
Yep.
Right, something to cover me and protect me from that. There's no reason for a law to be made that, supposedly protects you from that when you can just bake it into your actual sales process.
And they would be incentivized to bake it in when they realize that they're not getting as many sales as they otherwise could,
right?
Because the dealership down the street is baking it in.
Right. Yeah, as soon as that competition kicks in, they're, oh, we better up our game. We better innovate, or we're going to go out of business. And that's
and the reason that someone would go to the dealer down the street and not your dealership is, guess what? Subjective theory of value.
The theory holds that one can create value simply by trading with someone who values the items higher without necessarily modifying them. Wealth is understood to refer to individual subjective valuation of their possessions, and voluntary trades may increase the total wealth in society. This is because each participant of the voluntary transaction has gained more value than they originally had.
Right.
Which, of course, again, is subjective to the individual.
Scooter is probably mistaking value with utility.
Oh, you might be onto something, and I'm not just talking drugs.
Like, you would value that Tacoma truck because of the utility of it.
Right.
Right, the engine, the tow power, the horsepower.
Right.
Right, the load.
Does it have a winch? Can it tow?
Right.
Right, four-wheel drive, whatever. Yeah.
Right. And that gives utility to the object.
Yeah.
Right? And could impact the way you value it. But I'm not in the market for a winch on a pickup truck. Right? Like, I went shoe shopping once. And I was with a buddy of mine, and he did the head shake because, you know, Rich acts like Rich. I go, like, give me, like, the cheapest pair of runners you got. And the guy, like, gives me the cheapest pair of runners, and he puts, like, a, you know, super expensive insole in there. He goes, like, try these on. These, like, Manny Pacquiao's insoles. I'm like, get those out of here, man. I'm not buying Manny Pacquiao insoles. I don't care how, you know.
Yeah.
I have no value
for
Manny Pacquiao insoles.
Right.
And the guy was like, what? Like, you don't even, these are like the best, you don't even, like, get them out of here, man. I'm paying like $50 for some runners, and your shoe's already $50. I'm not spending $70 to get $20 insoles in
right.
there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't value those.
Right.
That sales tactic might work on, like, Manny Pacquiao fans.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work on me.
Yeah.
So just sell me the runners. They fit. My feet are comfortable.
Yep, that's
they're not slipping. I'm good. The utility, right? My feet are comfortable. They don't slip. They're within my price range.
Yep.
Right? That's how I valued it. Yep. But it was my value. Someone else might throw them like, God, yeah, we got those Pacquiao insoles. I'll take them.
Right, yeah.
I have also, as I got older and, you know, feet problems and back problems,
yeah.
thrown like $80 insoles into a pair of Crocs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like,
now they're comfy.
Now they're comfy, and I need the support.
Yeah, and you derived more value out of that.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The theory suggests that items cannot be objectively valued, as any value placed upon the item is only correct if both the buyer and the seller agree on the price and a transaction takes place. A seller may value an item in their possession higher than any buyer will value it, leading to either a price reduction until the item's price equals the buyer's value of the item, or the seller would continue to value the item higher than any buyer and no transaction will occur.
So you also need price.
603-283-6160. Have you had a transaction where you got less value than what you wanted? Give us a call. Let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. One GOP presidential hopeful says he has always considered Trump to be a threat to national security. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd said he has never bent a knee to Trump and never will. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll shelve all but one part of his controversial judicial overhaul plan. In an interview with Bloomberg on Sunday, Netanyahu says he wants to get a consensus on changing the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Excellent patience exhibited by...
like a dog waiting for a treat.
What chair are you in, two? Yeah, by seat number two. Speaking of number two, our number two story is coming up. But before we go there, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes to vote on. These masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the Treasury. In fact, that's exactly how we got this sponsorship. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thank you to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right. We got some callers on hold. Let's go to Jerome in South Carolina.
Trump train!
Choo-choo!
787 million dollars.
Is this the Fox payoff again that you bring up like every week for like 2 months
now? 787 million dollars. How much money is that?
$787 million. Like you just said it twice.
More money.
Jerome, are you a broken record?
Can you imagine just having that kind of money lying around to pay a fine? Like, okay, we'll pay it.
How are you so dumb that you go along with a fool who makes you pay out?
Who are you calling dumb? You calling us dumb?
You have to pay it out.
We didn't go along with anything. What are you talking about?
He tells the lies, and you got to pay the price. How do you like that?
Well, that's how politics works. The politicians tell the lies, and then you pay the price by taxation.
Not the $787 damn million dollars, I don't.
Well, no, but, you know.
There ain't no Democrat ever cost the TV network that kind of money. Because if he has, not even
I don't know if that's true.
Over a BJ. Not even Bill Clinton over a BJ cost anybody money like that. None of them.
You got to know, too, that $787 million today in 2023 is, well, probably only worth half of what it was in the Bill Clinton day.
And now
and you mean like we care that Fox News had to pay the money?
Yeah, we don't actually care.
I know you don't.
Why don't you call us about something
because
we care about?
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
Is that what we're here for?
We got people here in Charleston.
Make your own feel good
show. They don't want to talk to me. Because we got people in Charleston here who's scared of me. They don't want to talk to me.
They're scared of me, yeah. Why, you might talk them to death?
No, because they're Republicans and I'm not, and they don't want to hear the truth.
Wait, where are you at? South Carolina? Is South Carolina full of Republicans?
You damn right there. Hey, they just had Trump here. It was last night, some goofy elephant event they put on with the clown Governor McMaster, Master Blaster on, hugging and kissing Trump ring and kissing his toes.
So then why don't you move to a more Democrat-friendly place?
Look, it's like I told you. I live here because my mom lives here. I love my mother. My mom's buried here. So I miss her every day. I'm not moving because I get a chance to go and see her whenever I can. I go and visit her grave because I miss her every day. Okay. My mom is the only woman in my whole life, not saying that I'm like a playboy or anything, but no woman I've ever been involved with has ever told me they love me, okay?
I
lay down in bed with them. I never laid down in bed with my mom, okay? Relations.
This segment has taken a sudden turn. Go ahead, Drew.
Relations, as the Crumps from that movie, the Crumps, relations, I don't see that wrong with relations. My mom's the only woman who ever told me she loved me. To this very day.
You know what, Jerome?
And before she passed away, let me finish. Before she passed away, she told me, you're all I got, and I all you got. And I hold on to that for forever, okay?
Jerome, okay? I want to tell you something.
My mom asked me, why aren't you
married? You ruined the special relationship with his mom.
My mom asked
me. That's just mean.
You know what I told her? Because I could never find somebody like you. That's why. That's why I'm not married.
Aww.
And I don't intend to
That almost
married.
Sounds toxic.
A little bit. But, no, Jerome, no. I want to tell you, I do really like you, and I wish that you
friend.
Wouldn't... No, seriously. I wish you wouldn't let politics, like, take up so much space in your head, because
really?
I feel like you would have so much more peace in your heart and so much more happiness in your life if you just, like, never worried about Republicans or Fox News ever again.
Oh,
and
look
I know
how much
it,
joy
it Well, I know it can be hard because, you know, obviously politicians are, you know... destroying the universe and, you know, controlling a lot of what we do. And it can be hard to ignore, but I feel like you'd be so much more happy if you just, like, turned off the TV or, you know, like, found a different hobby.
You know why I'm angry? Because Mitch McConnell once said to Barack Obama, we're going to do everything we can to destroy you. And when they said that to him, it was like he said it to me. So now look what the hell.
So, like, this is proving my point, though.
Everything you just said, Nikki, just overstated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right about Mitch McConnell. Like, he sucks. But that's why I don't think about him. The only time I think about Mitch McConnell is when somebody makes a funny meme
about Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, like making fun of him.
Right.
That's the only time I'd, like, forget he exists.
Right.
Like 99% of the time.
We had a social gathering before the show tonight. And some people were talking about, I don't even know who, some politician, like, oh, man, and now, what do you think about the blah, blah, blah situation? And I'm like, I have no idea who this person is or what this situation might be, but this person seemed to think that everybody knows about this somehow. And that's kind of the vibe I get from Jerome. Jerome thinks that everybody is aware of all the things that he's thinking about, but that's not true. You're so deep into this soap opera called politics, man.
Hey, I was once told by someone that I live in my own universe. And to some point, that may be true.
I mean,
I was going to ask you a question. If you put Jack Smith and Donald John Trump in a room and say, okay, let's have a fist fight, who do you think's walking out of that room?
I don't even know who Jack Smith is.
Who the heck's Jack Smith?
Jack Smith will whip his ass from one end of the room to the other.
Who's Jack Smith?
He hides behind his lawyers and he talks trash. But let's go into a room and fight this out like a couple of men.
That's not really what
who is Jack Smith?
Yeah.
The guy that's, trying all this stuff.
The prosecutor.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see.
This guy's tried war criminals, okay? Don't tell me he ain't a badass. He's tried war criminals.
No,
he's
not a badass. He is an agent. He is an agent of violence.
Yeah. And he hasn't tried the biggest war criminals, which is all the other former presidents, including Donald Trump.
You know, for all the hell Clinton got over Monica Lewinsky, that don't even, and Kennedy caught over letting her mom, the Chappaquiddick deal, you know, letting that woman die like that.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
This thing with Trump, it's a big deal. It ruined his life. It ruined his career. He could never run for president because every time he ran, they brought that up. Okay.
Yeah, imagine what it did to that girl and her family.
He didn't get punished criminally, but he suffered, you know, in some kind of way, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
All right?
Should have been punished
just
criminally.
Just like Robert Blake, who murdered his wife, and now he's gone. Someday you're going to have to pay the piper, man. When you do wrong, someday you're going to have to pay the piper.
Yeah.
And Trump's getting away with all this for now, but someday, because he's 77 years old, he's going to have to pay it. He's going to have to pay the price.
He's going
to
die before anything happens to him, Jerome. Like, nothing is going to happen to him. This is just dog and pony show.
He's already pre-martyred himself.
Yeah. This is all dog and pony show designed to keep you glued to the television, and it's doing a great job. Thanks for the call, Jerome. 603-283-6160.
We'll entice you with the story to make sure you listen to the commercials.
I mean, that's all this is. This is the same thing that the WWE puts out.
No, it's not. Because that is way more entertaining.
That is true.
Okay, but the formula is the same.
Yeah.
Right? When the WWE, when SmackDown is over, right, the good guys and the bad guys, they go backstage and they party together. They drink.
Yeah.
When the television gets turned off, the Democrats and the Republicans go behind the scenes and they party and drink together.
Sacrifice children, same thing. Party, whatever they're doing, right. Adrenochrome.
They're blood infusions.
They only put forth the illusion that they are on a different team. They are indeed on the same team, and that's the team that wants to control and dominate you and take your value without your consent.
And they got the Trumpanzees fooled into thinking he's not one of them.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally is.
Yeah. That's true. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks. Yeah, do you guys need me to send you like a screen repair kit or a can of yard guard or something? About 20 minutes ago, all I heard on the radio was...
Skeeter.
And damn bothersome Skeeter.
Yeah, we could use a
dynamite. He can dynamite some logic, dude. I'm telling you what. I had a thought in my head. He just blew it right out of my ear.
Yeah, if you want to send a case of Raid or something, or some of those citronella tiki torches or something, I'm not sure.
I always called them the Cinderella candles. I thought that was kind of funny.
Cinderella candles.
But you guys were talking about well drilling earlier. Remember you back in New Mexico there when you was a youngin?
Yep.
And I actually have used divining rods on more than one occasion, and they do work.
Explain it to me. How does that work?
Well, we've got a lot of aquifers here in Michigan, so, you know, groundwater's pretty plentiful. It's usually not more than a couple hundred feet deep, but... yeah, I can always get them to cross, generally not marching 50 yards on a property.
Okay. Help me out, because to me it's always been voodoo, and I want to understand the science.
Well, it's just the magnetic pull of the earth. You are the ground, and you bend these rods and you hold them very loosely in your hands. And then you just walk real slow with them about a foot apart or so. You generally got about an 18-inch set of rods, you know, with plus the bend-down part, so maybe 2 foot to start with. And as you get over the magnetic pull of the water, the damn things just cross. It is voodoo and magic, but right. It works.
Yeah, the idea is that the earth is magnetic,
okay,
and the water flowing across... the magnetism of the earth creates a slight disturbance, and that's what causes the rods to move.
Okay.
That's the idea, as I understand it.
All right.
Yeah, there's a section in Michigan way north of here, or just a little bit north of here, that's Presque Isle, and it's giant slabs of limestone, right? And there's quarries all over here. Hell, we make all kinds of cement.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit a pocket between a couple of these giant rocks, those things will just jump together.
Is there a way to, like, test that theory in a lab setting?
They found a magic hole where you can actually put a straw in, you know what I mean?
Is there, Rich was asking, is there a way to test the divining rods in, like, a lab setting?
Like, can I make two small divining rods and put, like, a cup of water under the table? Right, and then like slowly push the rod across the table.
That's not going to have the magnetic pull of the earth.
Okay,
Richie, all you got to do is get a couple of welding rods, you know, brazing rods. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not a welder.
Well, anyway, just a couple of good, high quality steel rods. Bend them, just so you got a couple upright handles. Put them loosely in your hands and go walk around someplace. Check it out yourself, dude.
Well, I'm also not going to drill a well just because the streams cross, right?
Like
but you could witness the rods moving in your hand as you walk across a piece of land.
I would believe that the rods would move just by the variation in the vibration of human beings naturally, right? Like everything is always in motion, right? So you put two things in your hand, your hands are never going to be completely still, right? They're going to wobble at whatever they do, right? Like you put your hand down, it's always shaking ever so slightly. So it's going to do, those rods are going to vibrate and they're going to do what the rods do. And my contention is, again, more like voodoo, at some point they're going to cross.
Yeah.
No, well, we are low voltage machines. We are the ground.
Okay.
To this apparatus, right? And
if you say
when
so.
when it comes into the polarity of the water, that's when they cross.
Okay.
I don't think you can do this with a cup of water underneath your kitchen table, a couple of rods on top.
Understood. But if I go out walking, I'm not going to actually dig a well where they cross. I don't have that kind of authority nor the land.
What you could do though is call a well drilling company and hey, do you guys use divining rods? I'd like to witness this at some point.
That is true.
Right. And I'm writing a paper or something, or I do a talk radio show, right? I'm doing some research, something like that. See if they take you along for a ride along one day.
All right.
You know? And then, you know, film that.
But if it crosses and they dig and there's nothing, right, that would be falsifiable enough for me.
Right.
Right? Like you said they did it like seven times. Okay. Did they find water all seven times?
I don't know.
Okay. Like that would be my question.
I know they found water one time, at least.
At least once.
Yeah.
Right. And that could be happenstance. It could be, you know, the aquifer or whatever is long enough or wide enough or has enough area in the ground, right, that they could have dug 50 yards away where the rods didn't cross and still hit the same aquifer. They just happen to dig here because that's where their hands vibrate.
I would just think that they wouldn't be using it if it were, like, such low probability that it works.
The thing is, the one time that I saw, you know, the guy holding the divining rods and they moved as he's walking across the plain, and that's where they decided to drill, was after having used their other electronic equipment to attempt to find a place to drill and having no luck. And because they didn't have luck already, they were like, well, let's bust out the divining rods, you know, and they used that, and then they drilled there, and then they eventually hit water. They had to go pretty deep, but again, it was the desert, so, like, you know, go figure.
And to your point, real quick, Nikki, lobotomies were once part of regular medical science.
Yes.
Right, so. Yeah. I mean, and then they realized it didn't work, and they stopped using it.
I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Yes. Aquifers do rise with the land. I don't know if you guys have ever paid much attention to the hillsides, especially out west, but about halfway up, you'll usually find a green band. And that is where the aquifer has risen to the top, and the hill's probably there because of some plate tectonics, which gave the water a passage to get that high.
Right.
So
drill well near a hill.
First rule of finding water is start where it's green, especially if you're in some place where it's brown.
Right.
Like that seems verifiable.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of why I asked about the cactus, right?
I got a kind of a funny well driller story for you. This was when I was about, I don't know, 30 years old. I played with divining rods and punching wells and such. I was out and a well company was out punching a well. We just built a $2.5 million house on Lake Michigan, and he's out there with his gizmo banging the pipe and whatnot, and he's down in the pit, and I walk over and I'm observing for a second, and I look at him and I says, "Hey," he says, "Yeah," I says, "Tell me, I've always heard this, but I've never known the answer." I says, "Exactly how cold is a well digger's ass?" And he says, 42 degrees, without batting an eye. That's the temperature of groundwater.
Oh, my God. Major, thanks for the call, man. 603-283-6160. Let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Jerkface McEffingstash.
Hey, Jerkface. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to give a recommendation to Jerome to YouTube Boys on the Tracks. Fantastic little documentary. A lot of people have covered it. It's really great. It's about the Clintons. He'll enjoy it.
No, he won't.
Also, unfortunately, I don't think he actually listens to the show because it seems that he doesn't understand what we believe in at all. You know, like he catches like glimpses of it while he's on hold, maybe, and then he's like, "Oh, they're Republicans."
And like he doesn't really listen to us while he's on the line either.
Yeah,
like he'll say something and then he'll shut up enough for us to say something back, and then he won't even address what we just said.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even hear it at all and just move on to the next thing.
Dang.
Because we platform.
That's unfortunate.
What was the name of that documentary, though, Jerkface?
It's called Boys on the Tracks. Okay. It is fantastic. It is compelling. You sit through 4 hours of somebody explaining it to you, and you are just riveted. It's great.
That's a big
Thank 4 hours. Like, I mean, does anybody even have a 4 hour attention span these days? I feel
They got hour long ones. Like, okay. You know, like you could see it all over the place. But really, what I was calling
that sounds like
was,
something Skeeter needs when he calls into this show. Just give me 4 hours without interrupting me, and I will lay everything out for you.
Steve had a fantastic subject tonight, which was reputation wallet and how a free market would adopt a reputation wallet, what it would look like, and all that other kind of stuff. And I was just calling to ask your opinion on a reputation wallet for commerce.
It was a great segue for something that didn't happen, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, he gets totally logged down with definitions between Keynesian theory and Austrian theory, economics, and then everybody starts arguing because no one's speaking the same language.
What is a reputation wallet?
So a reputation wallet is like you're doing business with or for somebody, and as you're doing business with them, whatever, they mark your reputation for that business transaction, you're able to upload it to a smart contract or blockchain or something like that.
So I'm in the minority here because in my general opinion, there is no functional difference between your reputation wallet, the libertarian reputation score, and the Chinese social credit system.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Nice. Right, but I would. Because all three are fundamentally designed to modify individual behavior to conform with societal norms.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of powerful. I'm sort of for it. I do cosplay leftists every now and again. And I'm kind of for it for transactions and fraud and stuff like that. I've experienced a lot of fraud around my community, having people walk off with other people's Bitcoin after agreeing to do stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, reputation would go a long way with grievances and settling that and maybe hitting arbitration eventually.
Yeah.
But I do see...
And that's how the Chinese score starts.
Yeah, I do see in a world of tyrants how this could go downhill quickly. So I'm not totally against you there.
So before the idea of tracking reputation, how did reputation spread? How did somebody know if you were a reputable person to do business with or not?
Well, most people lived in small towns and didn't move very far, and it was all word of mouth. But now
and then someone left town.
Economy.
And yeah, then someone left town. Right, he got run out of town, and he had to rebuild his reputation somewhere else.
Yep.
So I'm wondering about the whole reputation wallet idea. If, say, you know, if maybe I have a fight with Captain, like, I don't like him anymore, I'm going to trash him. Would I be able to just, make up some stuff about him? Like, oh, yeah, we had this transaction that never actually occurred. Mm. He, you know, he screwed me over on it. Like, I'm just wondering if there's the possibility for people to not be entirely honest with this sort of thing.
Most of Amazon reviews and Yelp reviews
are
for trades that never occurred.
Well, now they make you verify.
Sometimes.
So with Amazon, as far as I know, they make you, or there's an option like you can verify your status as, you know, a real purchaser with your order number.
Well, Jerkface, you want to hang on?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. I would like to talk about the Darknet reputation score, the Silk Road, when we come back. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. More coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.